is cheap. Yeah. You could learn to talk very good. It's not very easy. I have seen a lot of politicians, they do. But you could learn to talk fantastic. What about the eyes?
Ah, that you need that touch. It doesn't happen with this knowledge.
And you should understand this.
Because we are talking,
do not forget please, we are talking about you. Right? We're talking about you, looking at yourself and understanding that you have a form, a physical existence, a shape, and you have an essence, right? And we want you to differentiate between these two without separating them, because it's not separable. How could you separate your essence of the four? But please understand me. The first one looks fantastic, right? Very knowledgeable. Suddenly, this conversation, yes. Now he explains what the ear, what the eye, vision, seeing to us. Yes?
The ear is a go-between, while the eye is possessed of union. The eye has direct experience, while the ear has words.
That words will not do, because Rumi is using a special philosophic term over there. Ghal. Ghal in Arabic means somebody said this, when you quote something. And in that kind of philosophy, in that kind of school, the argument was this. Ghala ghila. This one said, that one said. Therefore, in Persian especially, I don't know if in Arab they would say, oh, I went there, there was this ghilogal. Ghilogal means everybody is talking, this is talking, this is. And this is a very important stuff. Rumi would say, we are not the people of ghilogal. That's philosophy. We are the people of hal, not qal. You see, they rhyme together, so he will use them together here and there. Here is qal. Ashab qal means the follower of quote, quote unquote, some big talk, shuar. How do you say it?
Debating?
What do you mean?
Debating?
No, more than that. When you're carrying a big flag and you say, this is me.
Slogan?
Shuar.
Motto.
Preach.
Slogan.
What is shuar?
Slogan.
Yeah. Slogan. Yeah. Something like a slogan. Okay. Now listen carefully.
In the ear's hearing, there's a transformation of qualities. In the eye seeing, there's a transformation of essence.
Okay, quality and essence maybe. You could read it differently because the word is sefat, and sefat is adjective. And zat means, it's more than essence, is. I would like to say essence of essence. Something itself. I don't know. Now, yes.
If your knowledge of fire has turned to certainty by words, seek to be cooked and do not abide in certainty. There is no intuitive certainty until you burn. If you desire this certainty, sit down in the fire.
Translation, please.
You want to be, you have to become. You have to be in it, not speaking of.
You remember I was talking about this getting it and understanding with knowledge and believing in. Those words are here. Listen. Zaltashar ilmat yaqin shud as sukhan ilmul yaqin. The second one is ainul yaqin. Right? So the words are there.
but it's a little bit complicated. Translation is no good. First of all, if you knowledge, no. Because knowledge is not Elm. Elm is science. If you're scientific, belief, yakin is certainty, yes. But if your scientific understanding became your belief, come on. This is the first step. Go and try to get better. This was only the first step. Do not stay, do not stop there, because this was the first sequence. The second one, which is Einul Yaqeen, it will come out when you burn, means you do not exist, you become Fina. Then the second one, Einul Yaqeen, will appear, because you will cover yourself and you do not let yourself to see the truth. You just listen. You get it second hand. First hand is different. Is it complicated? So imagine, I, a very stupid, silly fellow, being one of the students of Rumi, being there for a couple of years. Now he's talking like this. What do I get? I know that you're talking about the difference between hearing about something or seeing that something. This is obvious to me, right? So, I will put it all together. Then what? I think that, yes, let's give up all the knowledge and scientific stuff and try to find some sort of I. What would be the confusion? Because Rumi, with a very difficult explanation, said, listen, listening and understanding is the first step. You need the second one to see it, right? Now listen carefully. Read the next verse, please.
There is no intuitive certainty until you burn. Oh, I said that. If you desire this certainty, sit down in the fire. When the ear is penetrating, it becomes an eye. Otherwise, the word becomes entangled in the ear.
You see, what was that? This, if good translated, which is not very easy, will be like this, that if your ears are working well, not they are penetrating, they are penetrable, something like that. If your ears are working well, they become your eyes. Means that I don't mean this and this. I meant absorbing it and being able to vision it. So you will develop that third eye. Do you remember the third eye? Oh, this was a book given to me by my master in karate. It was the third eye. It was in French. Because this is a Tibetan way of looking. They believe that you have the third eye. Is here. And it has nothing to do with your brain. With that one, you see it differently. In a way, we think, yes, you could see differently when you open that eye of yours. That eye potentially is in you, but it's not open. It needs an open eye to touch it.
Clairvoyance.
What?
Clairvoyance.
Somehow clairvoyant is a part of that, but no. The deep meaning of it originally is to see with your heart, not with your mind. That's the third eye, as far as I understand. That one, and I say, okay, I'm talking about a third eye. How could you get it? Open your ears. Do you remember how I started this book? Listen. And he repeatedly said, ah, you're not listening.
I know you're not listening. How do I know? Because I know you're talking. You're talking to yourself, and you think you're thinking. Talking to yourself is not thinking. Listen, if I can go through this, I could make your eyes open and read the last verse.
This discourse hath no end. Turned back that what the king did to this, that what the king did to this slaves of his.
You're not volunteer anymore. Are you sleepy or what? What's happening? Change the book. Throw away that silly book. Get a new one. Okay. The new one will be published by Xavier very recently, in a couple of years, right? You will have it in the very recent future. So, did you hear what he was doing here? Imagine a master wants to explain form and essence. He started the discourse with this, that there was this king, he got them cheap. He started to talk with one of them. That one of them was brilliant, blah, 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 all of that. He said, stop it there. First of all, he's talking. This is something that will show what you're hiding there. If there, we'll find that treasure. Do you remember there is a treasure in you? Anybody? Where is the treasure?
My heart.
It's in the heart. Why?
Because it's the connection.
Because the Satan cannot go in. Nothing could go in. Knowledge cannot go in. That's the difference to us. We believe knowledge is in here, but there is a piece of me that is forbidden to knowledge. That's one of the reasons for knowledge envying me, being jealous of me. The Satan and all the destruction is because mainly he tries to be good to me, but he will not succeed. Why? Why knowledge does not succeed?
Because we are an image of God and the beauty of God.
Don't do that. Shoar and blah, blah, blah. 6-year-old boy is waiting here. Simple. Honestly, very simple. Because knowledge is ignorant. He doesn't know me. He knows a part of me. Right? Because there is a part of me not disclosed to that knowledge. So how their knowledge to think knows me? Because I'm mainly that part of me. Because the treasure is over there. You see, my values are in my heart and knowledge cannot go in. That's the shortcoming of knowledge. This is the subject. He said, look at this guy. Very knowledgeable. Like an ocean of essence. Talking this and talking that, but talking? My goodness. Even if by talking, communication, you learn a lot, you are the most knowledgeable one. That's not enough. Because I'm looking in a place in you which is not you. You will be burned over there. That part of you which is your vision. If you open the eyes of your heart. And how is it possible? If you listen good, this will go in and become your eye. You will open your eye. And this is a subject which is not finished. We are not finished with this. We come back to this again and again and again. So let's go back to the king and the slaves. Yes?
How the king sent away one of the two slaves and interrogated the other. When he saw that Laddie was possessed of keen intelligence, he made a sign to the other to come. I have called them by the suffix of pity.